It's the first in-person enrollment day of the year for the Pasadena Trojans youth football team. Tables are set up with sign-up sheets waiting to be filled out by young, aspiring football stars. What part of the game does one of these kids enjoy the most?
I get to tackle people, get the ball, and tackle people.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, is a degenerative brain disease that scientists have linked to concussions. This has led the way in the criticism of football. But football parents Maria Figueroa and Alex Valiz are not buying into the claims.
I feel that can just happen anywhere. I mean, they could be in school playing and it can happen. So, I mean, I don't see why not sign my son for football.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those things that kind of gets picked up by the media and it kind of gets overblown a lot. I've been coaching it since he was 6 years old. I don't see it as rampant as they see it.
Lisa Garrison, the board director of the Pasadena Trojans, also has a child that plays. However, she feels this is something to be taken seriously.
I think that it is real, and we need to do a better job as football leagues in educating parents about what the risks are and the precautions they can take and awareness about what to look for, because I think it's a real possibility for every kid that steps foot on the field.
According to the New York Times, research shows children younger than 12 who suffer head injuries can have poor cognition and longer recovery times. Pasadena Pop Warner president Gabrielle Jones says her 8-year-old child has already suffered 2 concussions, both unrelated to football. While Jones agrees the game is dangerous, she feels the media should not be singling out football.
I do think it's important that we're aware, and so for that I do appreciate the media. So we do have awareness, but I would say that a lot of the concussion scare is directed towards football. And if we're going to educate people who are putting their children in sports, we should be doing it across the board.
According to CNN, CTE has been found in the brains of more than just football players, but also athletes in soccer, wrestling, baseball, rugby, and ice hockey. But it is football that has been in the spotlight, though it has had a surprisingly minimal effect on Pop Warner participation.
We suffered a drop in our enrollment a couple of years ago, but we haven't been so hard hit where we can't field teams.
The NFL is supporting the USA Football Heads Up Initiative, which certifies coaches on how to teach kids to properly wear equipment and safely tackle. Alex Valiz says it is too simple of a process.
We used to have coaches' clinics. Most coaches just kind of breeze through it. They're just like, that, click, 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 click. So they're not really listening. They're not really doing what they're supposed to.
A young man actually lost his life because he was tackling improperly, head down, snapped his neck, paralyzed, and then ended up passing away. I'm more fearful of that than I am of a child getting a concussion.
Despite the danger within the game, these parents believe football is here to stay.
It really is America's pastime. Kids who love football, and I don't think they're going to be able to take that away from fear. Not everybody's scared.
Ben Ebert, Annenberg Radio News.